Namandavac, 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 namandavac. Okay, good morning, everyone. Genki ga nai ne. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you for joining us again this morning. We had a lot of fun yesterday, and I think we'll have a lot of fun today. Yesterday, we had a story about a rabbit, an otter, a monkey, and one more animal. What was the other animal?
A jackal.
So remember, I told you that story, and one of those characters was the Buddha in a previous life. Do you remember which one it was? Yeah, do you remember? Let's see. Maya-chan, do you remember?
The rabbit.
That's right. The rabbit was the Buddha. And so today, we're going to talk about another one of the virtues. Yesterday, what did we talk about? What was our theme for yesterday? We talked about the rabbit and?
Giving.
That's right. Giving and generosity. Today, we're going to talk about the second one on the list. Does anyone remember what the second one was? Yeah, Enzo?
Discipline.
What does discipline mean? What is discipline? Does anyone know what discipline means? What does it say there? What does it say for discipline? What does it say? It says to follow
the precepts of the Buddha.
Do you know what precepts are? It's kind of an interesting word. Precepts are things that you try to do. It's doing the right thing. Doing the right thing. So discipline is about doing the right thing. So today, to think about this idea of doing the right thing, let's talk about another story from the life of the Buddha, and that is a story of the Goose King. The Goose King. So there was a flock of geese that lived in a beautiful lake. This lake was called Lake Manasa. It's a beautiful lake in India. It was the most beautiful lake. It was the most wonderful place for geese to live. Okay, so it was a beautiful environment for the geese, and the geese were all very beautiful because they lived in a nice place, they got lots of good food, and they were beautiful, but the king was especially beautiful. The king had golden feathers. He had golden feathers, and his legs were the color of shiny silver. It was so beautiful. And he had a good friend. His good friend was named Sumuka, and his good friend Sumuka, his best friend, also had beautiful golden feathers and beautiful silver legs. Have you ever seen a goose with golden feathers and silver legs before? Yeah, have you, Anderson?
I heard it in a book.
You heard it in a book? Okay, that's right. People write books about wonderful and rare things that we don't normally get to see. And so a few people had been to this Lake Manasa and had seen these beautiful geese. And so the story of these beautiful geese spread far and wide, and it even spread to the neighboring kingdom, which was called Benares. And in Benares, the king there said, I want to see these beautiful geese, but I can't travel to the next kingdom over, so I want to find a way to get them to come to my kingdom. And so he got all of his advisors together, all of the smartest people in his kingdom got together to give him some advice, to tell him how to get these beautiful geese to come to his kingdom. And they had an idea. They said, let's build an even more beautiful lake. Let's build an even more wonderful place. Let's make a Disneyland for geese. Have you been to Disneyland before? Yeah, was it fun? Yeah, would you travel a long way to go there? Yeah, or maybe Hawaii? These beautiful places that people travel very far to go to. So they said, let's make a Disneyland for geese. And so they made it even more beautiful than Lake Manasa. And they said, what we'll do, because sometimes birds are afraid to fly because they don't want to get hunted. They don't want to get hunted. So we will make a rule that no one can hunt the geese. And every day we'll make a loud announcement welcoming all the birds to come to this new lake in the city of Benares, and that all birds will be protected and safe here. So come here, you can be safe. And so as soon as they finished this beautiful lake, birds started to come from far and wide, all different kinds of birds, including geese, would gather there. And word began to spread among the geese of this beautiful lake. Just like if you've ever had a friend who went to Disneyland or they went to Hawaii and they came back and talked about how much fun it was, then that maybe makes you want to go too, right? So that's what the geese did. And so after the word spread, the geese that lived in Lake Manasa said, well, we've never been anywhere else. Let's go to this beautiful lake. And so they all began to say, we want to go, we want to go. And the king said, I don't know if it's such a good idea. And Sumukha said, I think it's not a good idea. Because people sometimes say things, but then they do something else. Do you know, have you ever heard of that happening? Sometimes somebody says they're going to do something, but then they do something else. And they said, animals don't do that. Animals just kind of do what they're going to do. But people, only people might say one thing, but then do something else. So I don't know if it's such a good idea. That's what Sumukha said. But he said, if everybody is going to insist on going, if we have to go, let's go and just spend one day. One day. Have you ever been to a place? Did you ever go on a vacation and just go for one day and come back?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, that's what Sumukha said that they should do. He said, we should just go for one day and then come back. But so they all got together and they all traveled to this beautiful lake in the city of Benares. And when they got there, it was so wonderful that they forgot about going back home. Everybody was having so much fun. Have you ever gone someplace and had so much fun that you just didn't want to leave?
Yes.
And your parents are like, it's time to go. And you're like, no, let's stay for 5 more minutes. They're like, okay, 5 more minutes. Now it's time to go. No. And then you get right to the doorway, and then you run back inside and keep playing. Yeah, well, that's what these geese were doing. They were just having so much fun. And so the king and Sumukha, they were waiting for everybody else to go. And as they were waiting, and as they were swimming around, people noticed, oh, the beautiful golden geese have arrived. And they told the king, the beautiful golden geese have come. And the king said, okay, now is our chance. We better catch them. And so he had his hunters go and lay some traps. They had some little like lassos. They're called snares that would catch the geese. And so you know who got caught? The king of the geese got trapped by one of these snares. And so he went to fly away and his leg was stuck. And everybody else saw that the king of the geese was stuck. And so what do you think they did? Actually, they all panicked and flew away. Right? They all said, oh no, the king is trapped. And they all flapped off. Only one person remained. Only one goose remained. Sumukha. That's right, Sumukha remained. And the king said, I'm trapped, but you're free. You better fly away and save yourself. And Sumukha said, no. He says, when times were good, when we were living peacefully at Lake Manasa, you were always my good friend. We always stuck together in good times. And now that times are tough, I'm not going to abandon you. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to try to help you. And they went back and forth like this. The king trying to convince him, Sumukha insisting that he was going to stay. And while they were waiting, then the hunter came back. Yeah, Anderson?
You should use the beak to free the king.
He should have used the beak to free the king. But you know what? This hunter was an expert hunter. He was such a good hunter that he made a trap that no animal could open. Only he was the only person in the whole world who could open this trap. And then when the hunter came, he saw, wow, how did I catch 2 geese? He said, these are 2 beautiful golden geese. What luck. The human king, the king of Benares, will be so pleased. And so he went and he looked very closely. He was surprised because, surely enough, the king of the geese was trapped, but this other goose wasn't trapped. And he said, what's wrong with you? Why don't you run away? You're free. You could fly away. Why did you stay here? Sumukha said, this king, this is the king of our geese. He's always been a good friend to me. When times were good, he was always a good friend to me. And now that times are difficult, now that we're having trouble, I cannot abandon him. And the hunter was so impressed. He said, even people don't usually have such loyalty. Even people don't usually have such discipline. Discipline is the courage to do what's right, even if it's difficult, even if it's not the easy thing. And so Sumukha said, this is our king. Our people need this king to lead us. I am just like him. I have golden feathers. I have silver legs. I'm the exact same size. We're the exact same age. Why don't you let our king go and take me with you? You can take me, you can trap me first, and then let the king go, and you can take me to see the king, and please release our king. The hunter was so impressed by the discipline of Sumukha that he released the king. He released the king. And then, at that time, both of the geese were free, and they could have flown away. They could have fled. But you know what they did? They said, thank you for being kind and for trusting us. And so just so you won't get in trouble with the king, because you've been so kind to us, you don't have to tie us up. We'll come with you. If you carry a pole on your shoulder, we'll perch on that pole and we'll come with you all the way to visit the king. They were so brave, right? And they had no idea. Maybe the king was going to cook them for dinner. But they said, no, this is an opportunity for us to go and see this king and tell him about our understanding. And so they got onto the pole and they went to visit the king. And the king, when he saw them, he was so astonished, because normally if you're going to bring geese in here, you would have to have them tied up, right? They would start flying around, making a big mess. But these were such calm geese. And the king said, what is with these geese? Why are they so calm? And then the geese did something really marvelous. They spoke to the king in the language of humans very clearly. The goose king told the human king, this is my good friend Sumukha. He stuck with me even though I was trapped. And so because your hunter was kind enough to release us, we decided that we would come and visit you and tell you about our flock of geese and tell you about our friendship. And as the human king listened, he realized what wonderful beings these geese were. And he realized how he could live his own life. And he praised the goose king and he praised Sumukha. And it was the goose king who told him and who showed him how to practice discipline, right? So Sumukha is a wonderful example of discipline, because first, when all the other geese wanted to go to the pond, it was only Sumukha who said, I don't know if this is such a good idea, Sumukha and the king. And that's because Sumukha didn't just chase after what was going to be fun, just didn't go after the next cool thing, but rather he understood that what they had there in their pond was perfect, just as it was, right? And then, when they went to the pond and the king was trapped, what did Sumukha do? He stayed there. Even though it would have been very scary and he could have had a lot of trouble, he decided to stay there, right? So that is how he practiced his discipline, right? And then, when they were released, rather than just flying off, they had the courage to go and visit the king and help him understand the wisdom that they had, so that the goose king could then speak to the human king, right? And so all of this wonderful discipline, Sumukha had learned from the goose king. Because he was such a good friend of the goose king, he was a wonderful student and was able to then show what he had learned, right? So this is how we try to live as Buddhists, right? So who do you think in this story, who do you think the Buddha is? Yeah, what do you think, Brayden? You're close, Sumukha is a wonderful character, but there's one other character. Who is the teacher? Yeah, Enzo?
The king.
The goose king. That's right. So in our lives, we try to be like Sumukha, right? We hear the teachings of the Buddha, and we trust them, and even when it's difficult, we try to be like Sumukha. Try to practice the teachings of our true teacher, right? So today we're going to be thinking about and learning about this idea of discipline. And just remember, discipline is doing what you know is right, even when it's a little bit difficult, okay? So this time, I think our incense may have burned out. So before we offer incense, I want us to close with Gassho, and then I'll light the incense and we can come up and offer incense, okay? So please join me in Gassho. Show everyone. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namam Da Butsu. Namam Da Butsu. Namam Da Butsu. Namam Da Butsu.